Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip. It's not untrue, but I do like Breslin, but, you know, I mean, Scream Queens.
She's fine.
Yeah, but I don't think she's bad. But
she's not bad. Like, no one in this film is bad. It's right. Just, it feels like it's coasting.
But I think you are right that the best parts are the new characters, because I actually also like Rosario Dawson in this movie.
Okay. Interesting.
So you think she's Blando?
Okay, so you made a comment offline before we began where you again reiterated something that's coming up in a future episode, so people will hear it then. But just talking about casting actresses or actors who seem to constantly be playing either the same role or themselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was no character here. This was Rosario Dawson. Which is like, great. I love Rosario Dawson, but you're right. Girl, you are the same in everything I see you in nowadays.
Yeah.
Take a role that requires you to stretch a little bit.
She's always a cameo, too. Like, I feel like, when's the last time you saw Rosario Dawson, like, in a movie? Like, just in a movie.
Oh, gosh. Nope.
Yeah, I got exactly. Nothing.
Which is frustrating. She's always some Blando's hot girlfriend.
Yes, I agree.
Who's, like, a badass. Like, well, she can hold her own, but also she needs this man.
I was trying to say, I guess, like, the last thing, I mean, again, I'm not going to look up her filmography, but I think the last, like, real role I saw her in was Clerks 2, which I really like, and I prefer to the first Clerks, but she's also playing Rosario Dawson.
Isn't she literally playing Rosario Dawson in that movie?
No. She's playing some other girl. Some fast food girl.
Right.
I think she plays Rosario Dawson in Jay and Silent Bob. Wait.
No, she plays Reggie Falcon.
Oh. Well, she's in the new one, which I, you know.
Sorry, that is the new one that I'm referencing.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's the same character she played before.
Maybe she's not even in the first one.
She's in a bunch of stuff. Oh, she was. Okay. You know what? She was. No. She's pretty good in Luke Cage. And then I was like, nope. She's basically playing Nurse Rosario Dawson.
No, because she was like, she was the one through line though of all those shows. Because she had like
she
cameo roles and all those things. Let's see.
I'm looking. It's like Sin City.
Yeah, she was in Sin City 2 for a little bit, but that was also 5 years ago.
Oh my God.
Oh, Zookeeper.
Holy shit, people, you need to take a minute from your day and go and look at this, because you will be like, what the fuck is 80% of this shit?
So, I have not seen Zookeeper, but that's her and Kevin James, and Amy Schumer has this really funny joke where she's like, did y'all go see Zookeeper? If you didn't, don't. It's terrible, but it's a world in which Kevin James is dating Rosario Dawson. And she should get an Oscar for that fucking movie, because she has to act like she wants to fuck Kevin James. I mean, let's see Meryl act like Kevin James wants. She wants Kevin James to deep dick her.
I hate the trope. I feel like it's far more of a TV thing, but like hot wife and schlubby and or ugly.
Yeah, it's like a sitcom husband. Thing.
Such a sitcom thing, but it's like Adam Sandler started it, and then he just passed it like a virus to all of his friends when they made movies.
Yeah,
which is how you end up with shit like Zookeeper. And okay, that was in 2011.
Yeah.
Girl, get yourself a better agent.
Maybe she just makes a lot of money. She does a lot of voice work for like Superman and like Wonder Woman. And actually, she voices Wonder Woman in a lot of like these DC straight-to-video movies.
This is true.
But yeah, I don't know what the fuck. I guess she does a lot of TV too, but Jesus. And she's a... I say she's talented, but you're right. But I like Rosario Dawson, so like, yeah. I don't mind seeing her play herself, whereas like the other thing that we're referring to in a future episode, like, I don't really like that person as much as like just seeing them be themselves. So it's, but you know, it's personal taste.
Fair. I will allow it, because I also like Rosario Dawson, but I will fight you on that future episode.
No, I know. And everyone, y'all will hear this on Wednesday.
There we go.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
I can't get over Nurse Rosario Dawson.
Except now I'm wishing that she had the Daryl Hannah eye patch from Kill Bill.
Yes.
That just would have been way better.
Yes.
Hot nurse.
This episode was brought to you by the Bloody Disgusting Podcast Network, delivering your weekly horror podcast fix. To find more episodes of this show and others, please visit bloodydisgusting.com/podcastnetwork.